First of all, it is necessary to pay attention to the basic respiratory sounds such as vesicular or alveolar respiration, which is audible above the lungs, and to the bronchial or laryngotracheitic respiration, which is audible above the throat, the trachea, and above large bronchi. The best way to provide for the best audibility of the basic respiratory sounds is to ask your patient to breathe through the nose with the mouth closed. With pulmonary pathology alongside with the basic respiratory sounds, some additional or secondary sounds such as Rawls, crepitation, and pleural friction rubs can be audible. Secondary sounds are better audible when your patient breathes through the open mouth. The respiratory sound in alveoli is named vesicular respiration. It is formed when taking a breath, accompanied with gradual consecutive filling of a great number of pulmonary alveoli blended in the form of a souffle audible during the whole phase of inspiration. It reminds of a sound of drinking tea from a saucer with sucking up the liquid with lips. This sound can also continue at the beginning of exhalation, but then it fades quickly so that it cannot be heard during the subsequent two-thirds of the phase of exhalation. Vesicular respiration in the normal person is best audible on the front surface of the thorax below the second rib, as well as in the axillary areas and also under the corners of the shoulder blades, that is, in the areas which contain most of the pulmonary tissue. Therefore, in the area of the apexes of the left lungs, vesicular respiration is always weakened. It is necessary to take into account that in norm, at comparative auscultation, the expiration from the right is longer and louder since the right bronchus is wider and shorter than the left one. Vesicular respiration can be both weakened and strengthened. It may grow louder without changing its character, and the bigger the lung compliance is, the stronger vesicular respirations become. Therefore, vesicular respiration is weaker over those areas of a lung which have lost the ability to extend at taking a breath and to contract at exhalation on account of some pathologic processes, or when the process of inspiratory filling of the corresponding part of a lung with air is complicated or rendered impossible due to the narrowing and congestion of bronchi. Pathological weakening of vesicular inspiration can be connected with significant reduction of the quality of alveoli as a result of their atrophy and gradual destruction of interalveolar septa and the formation of larger vesicles which cannot contract at exhalation. In the case of lung emphysema, vesicular respiration is normally weakened because respiratory vibrations of a lung which has been overextended for a long time, or rather subdued. Weakened vesicular respiration is often audible in severe bronchitis and in bronchial asthma, while it is not audible at all above separate sites of a lung where afferent bronchi are obstructed with secretion. Vesicular respiration is completely absent when obstructing bronchi are obstructed by tumors or foreign bodies above particular areas of a lung. In tuberculosis, vesicular respiration above disease sites, that is, above the top, is often weakened and may be absent. The weakening of vesicular respiration and its absence above pleural exudates can be an important indication of pleural effusion, as exudates are poor sound conductors, and having pushed a lung aside from the thorax, they render the lung motionless. Above the pneumothorax, vesicular respiration is altogether absent. In adhesive pleuritis, vesicular respiration is often weakened owing to the reduction of the lung compliance. Physiological shift of vesicular respiration towards weakening or strengthening always occurs simultaneously and equally in both halves of the thorax. In a pathological state, vesicular respiration changes either simultaneously in both lungs or in one lung, or in one of the lungs only, or in a limited site of one lobe of the lung. The change of vesicular respiration depends on the quality of the alveoli, the quality of their walls, on the speed of their filling with air, and also on the duration and force of a phase of inhalation or exhalation. A weakened vesicular respiration is observed at the initial stage of Krupa's pneumonia, since in this case alveolar walls are swollen and the amplitude of their vibrations during inhalation. Vesicular respiration can be interrupted or saccadic. This is a kind of vesicular respiration in which a phase of taking a breath consists of separate interrupted inhalations with small pauses between them, which are mostly synchronous with the heartbeat. In this situation, exhalation does not usually change. This can be observed when auscultating a patient in a cold room, in the case of a nervous trembling or excitement of a patient, and in thyrotoxic tremor. If saccadic breath sounds appear in a limited area of the lung, this is an indication that there is an inflammatory process in small bronchi. This kind of breath often occurs in tuberculous infiltration in the top area lung apices. In children, vesicular respiration in norm is louder than in adults. It is called puerile children's respiration. A coarse vesicular respiration is called rough. This kind of respiration is observed in abrupt, non-uniform narrowing of small bronchi lumen and bronchioles caused by the inflammatory edema of their mucus, which is observed in bronchitises and connected with the turbulence of the passing airstream. It is rather rough respiration from bronchial one that is audible in bronchitis. Nevertheless, one will often hear students mistakenly declaring, "Once this patient has bronchial respiration, he has bronchitis."